Is your ex's new relationship a rebound or the real deal? This can be confusing for a lot of people, so stay tuned through to the end so that you can get an understanding about what's going on here. Hey there, it's Clay with modernlove.life. I'm just taking a walk here this morning down by the sea, and I just wanted to make a few videos for you. This video here is going to be on whether or not your ex's new relationship is a rebound or the real deal. So let's go ahead and get on into this. It's very common for people to get into rebound relationships after a breakup these days. I've been doing relationship coaching for like well over 10 years, and I've noticed that there's definitely been an increase in rebound relationships in that time. And, you know, probably if you were to look back before that, there's even been an increase since then as well, too. So why? Number one, why are there more rebound relationships? And then how can you know if your ex's new relationship is a rebound or not? So the reason why there are more rebound relationships is just sort of what's happening to us as a society as a whole. You know, people are reaching outside of them for something to feel better. You know, most of us have these smartphones that we carry with us everywhere that connect us to things like social media and all that sort of stuff. And that's great in some capacities, but in others, it's not necessarily so great because it conditions us to turn away from the present moment and our present moment experiences and to turn towards something else whenever we feel uncomfortable in the present moment. And you know, this is, I guess, mostly harmless when it comes to things like, oh, hey, you know, I'm bored waiting for this bus. The bus is coming in 10 minutes. Let me just turn on my phone and, you know, see what's going on Facebook or Instagram or something like that. But it conditions us to turn away from the present moment when we're going through obviously more intense things like loss or pain or sadness or grief or something like that. And that's where the whole rebound relationship thing can really get started. Because when we're going through a breakup, we may have this urge to turn away from this incredible pain and incredible loss that we're feeling. Even if your ex broke up with you, they may very well be feeling pain and loss and things of that nature. They may feel conditioned from, you know, years and years and years of turning to Facebook whenever they're bored or don't know what to do in a doctor's waiting room or whatever, to escape from that present moment. And when the present moment is almost unbearable, yeah, people are going to want to escape that. And that's where rebound relationships come into play. People will often use a rebound relationship as a way to hide or bury their emotions that are too big for them in that moment. They'll use this as a distraction from the pain. And so what actually ends up happening is a rebound relationship is more about a reaction to the previous relationship, the relationship that they had with you, than it is an organic reflection of what that person is feeling and connecting with another person. Okay, so let me kind of go into this. This has been a little bit on my mind recently because two other YouTubers that I, you know, sort of follow who went through a breakup, and there's like all this gossip and like one of them got into a new relationship and stuff like that. And I'm like watching him in his new relationship and I'm like, okay, guy, it seems like you're happy, but it also seems like this is a rebound relationship as well too. Because, you know, if you kind of put the timeline together, you can see that him and this new person got together maybe about a couple months ago at most. And now he's just saying like, you know, the most important thing in my life is to move this relationship forward and to, you know, move in with this person and to create a new relationship with them and to make it as strong as possible. And okay, great. I can respect that. But I'm just curious, because again, I don't know this person. I've never talked to this person. Is this a relationship that you're forming out of a reaction to what you had with your ex? Or is this somehow organic and just naturally arising with your connection with this new person? And so that is one of the dead giveaways of a rebound relationship is, okay, is this connection that we're having, is this a reaction to something from the past? Or is this an organic, strong connection that's being built with someone else. And usually you'll be able to tell if something is a reaction from the past if it's more related to an ideal, you know, like, oh, hey, I really want to get married before I'm, you know, X years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, whatever. So it's really important for me that I get out and date someone. Or, you know, I really want to believe that I'm over my ex. And the best way that you can show that you're over your ex, some people think, is to go out there and be in a relationship with someone new. Or, you know, hey, it would help me fit in with my friends if I had a new relationship. Or it would give me validation. Or if I could be with someone who's more attractive, hotter than my ex, then that's going to mean that, you know, hey, I came out better out of this breakup. Or things like that. Notice that the connection with the other person is not present in that discussion at all. It's just simply more about being attached or attracted to an ideal about being in a relationship, or an ideal about moving on, or an ideal about what people might think of you for being in a new relationship, or being married, or being committed, or being with an attractive person, or something like that. And so that's usually the dead giveaway of a rebound relationship. So is your ex in a rebound relationship? Well, obviously, if you know, if they have any sort of mindset stuff like that, then hey, that's going to help you a lot. But beyond that, you know, you want to look, if you have the ability to know this, at their new partner. You want to look at their new partner and say, like, okay, is this person maybe similar to me in some way? Okay, probably a rebound relationship. They're trying to perhaps recreate the same relationship with you that they had that they're having with this new person. Or maybe the new partner is the polar opposite of you in some way. Like if you were, I don't know, a really kind of like a straight edge person and this person is like more of a rebel, okay. Maybe that's a huge change right there. And it's probably a reaction. Now again, it's one thing if someone has a value judgment and they're like, you know what, you know, I really made some conscious thought about this, and it makes sense for me to do something like this and to choose someone who's more adventurous or something. But it's another thing to be like, you know what, I've been living this like really straight edge life, and now I'm just gonna go and just date a drug addict or something. Like there's a very big difference between that. Another dead giveaway is that there's displacement happening in the new relationship. And displacement is what happens when, you know, you have a certain level of commitment in your relationship with your ex, and then you break up. Like, let's say the two of you are about to talk about getting married. You're like sort of talking about getting engaged or something like that, but you hadn't really done it yet, and then you broke up for one reason, and then they get into this new relationship. And then with this new partner, they tend to move very quickly through stages of a relationship that took you a long time to get through with them. So they might become engaged after only, you know, a couple months or a couple weeks. They might move in together very quickly. They might, you know, make their relationship public and official very quickly. And this is basically just trying to fast forward the new relationship up to approximately the same level that the old relationship was at. So basically they're trying to recreate the old relationship with a new person. And that is obviously not an organic connection right there. So how do you know if it's the real deal? By the way, if you like this video, please make sure you hit the thumbs up button for the YouTube algorithm, and please make sure you subscribe to this channel. Make sure you hit that bell icon while you're subscribing. It does help us out, and it is a totally free way to support this YouTube channel if you like what we're doing. And drop a comment as well too down below, letting me know if it seems like your ex is in a rebound relationship, or maybe it's the real deal. But the real deal, you know, it's kind of tricky, because it's like, what is the real deal? Well, if it's the opposite of a rebound relationship, it's like, okay, that's probably going to be someone who's forming a genuine, authentic connection with someone else. And so how do you know if it's a genuine and authentic connection? Well, they genuinely are forming a bond with one another, not with an ideal, you know? They're genuinely connecting with one another and creating authentic memories and emotional connections, etc., rather than trying to create some sort of bond with some sort of idealized thing, like, you know, oh, hey, I've always wanted to be with, I don't know, a supermodel or a millionaire or something like that. Wouldn't it be great if I could do that? You know, that's rebound stuff right there. But, or at least emotionally unavailable stuff, which are very linked together. But if it's more like, hey, you know, you and I have a lot in common. Oh, really? You like that kind of music? Me too. Did you see them on tour back in, you know, 2012? Yeah, I did. That was great. All that sort of stuff. Then there's something a little bit more substantial going on there. There's a little bit more real emotional connection going on there. And that's when something is more the real deal. Additionally, when the relationship is real and genuine, people are going to be more anchored to their values. That is to say, they're not going to be probably trying to show off the relationship as much, or escalate the relationship as much, or fast forward the relationship as much, or anything like that. They're going to maybe take it slow if that's in their nature. Probably most people, when starting a healthy relationship, are probably going to take it slow because, you know, getting into a relationship with someone else is an act of discovering who that person is. And that's going to take some time. You know, it's not common for someone to be like, hey, let's go out on our first date. Okay, on the date, hey, like, when should we get married? Oh, let's do it in 2 weeks. Like, that is very, very uncommon, especially in a healthy sort of way. I mean, you know, it's one thing if you're drunk in Vegas or something like that. I don't know. It's probably not going to be the real deal if it's very fast forwarded like that. Usually, people who are in a healthy relationship are going to want to take it one step at a time. They're not going to be in a rush. They're going to take time to really build an emotional connection with one another, not just replacing the old relationship with a new person. So those are really some big things that you want to be on the lookout for. And if you do want some additional help with this, what I'd really recommend that you do is to go ahead and check out our free newsletter over at modernlove.life/newsletter. It's totally free to sign up. We're going to give you lots of tips and strategies to help you to reconnect with your ex. So go ahead and check it out. And yeah, a lot of people have said it's been incredibly helpful for them. And with that being said, I'm going to enjoy the rest of the morning out here by the sea. And I will talk to you all later. Take care.